escapes and evades us. Welcome aboard to this August the 16th rendering of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here behind the mic for the next hour. I got to be honest with you. I don't know what we're going to bring to the table tonight. It's been an interesting day. I have been sidetracked, derailed, been busy with trying to reach various suppliers around the country to see if we can fulfill some needs and requests of clients. And but we're here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Just finished up with John Statmiller and Bob Chapman just a few moments ago. And it is just interesting to continue to watch just how insane not just the markets are, but economic issues from all over the world and political issues. And that doesn't even count the nonsense that's going on in this country with this unbelievable alleged opening of the next year's election season. It's pure insanity. But let's take a look, fast look at what the markets did today, because they're going in some other directions after the break that we'll have in a few moments. I don't know why. I guess to some degrees I don't really care. They're discussing, Dell, the computer manufacturer. Their shares took a dive. The Dow Jones Industrial closed down 77 points today to end the day at 11,406. NASDAQ off 32. At 25.32, the S&P 500 down 12 at 11.93. Even the global Dow was off today. And a lot of those things, I think, help to some degree answer more and more what's going on in Europe, what's taking place on gold acquisition sales around the world. They are up big time. Keep in mind, what takes place on the street with physical delivery, people like yourselves who contact Republic Trading Group and other firms that buy your gold and silver and take it home and bury it in the backyard or stick it in the coffee pan or make a lumpy mattress out of it, whatever you're doing with it. It's what's purchased on the street does not necessarily affect what happens to spot gold, but it's most definitely having effect on what people are having to pay for products. Gold closed and is currently actually in the aftermarket sitting at $1,788, up $3 since the close. Oil up 41 cents at $87.06. So, certainly lower than it's been, but I'm not seeing any major changes at the pump. I don't know about you. Stay with us. We'll be back. Let's go to Renee Olstead, and I'll see you in a few minutes. You'll find your
fortune. Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today. Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves feeling coo when they love?
Well, we are back. A little bit of technical difficulties. We sent a piece of music over, and apparently it's not functioning. I guess we should have tried to test it out first. It's too bad. It was a little bit of a satirical commentary on a historical happening on this day many, many years ago. Anyway, welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Over on the metal side of the aisle in the aftermarket, when I talk about aftermarket, you have to keep in mind, my friends, that unlike many, 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 many years ago, commodities, although I consider most precious metals to be assets rather than commodities, continue to trade around the world. They go from London to New York to Hong Kong and back around again, et cetera, et cetera. So this is interesting. Ooh, what's going on with the computer? How very interesting. I don't like seeing that. It's round robining me, so I can't give you a metals update. I did remember seeing that gold was somewhere around 1788. Bob had quoted 1782, about a $6 disparity. Those things do happen. Currently showing at Kitco.com, 1787.10 with silver, $39.98. It's up 7 cents since the close in New York. However, it is also down about 14 cents. We did hit $40.07 at one point in time today on silver. Platinum is up $4 in the aftermarket at $1,817, while palladium is up a buck at $7.54. So that kind of gives you a rough idea. Now, when I move on through and I start looking at some headlines, a really unique piece came across my desk that I think is certainly worth sharing with you from an economic standpoint, because it begins to put the insanity of our government into a perspective that we can understand. Now, you know, it's like 2 + 2 = 5, at least according to some Democrats, and or others, I suppose, think that 2 + 2 = 22. But these are all tongue-in-cheek type responses. You know, it's kind of like the guy the Tea Party guy who was nicely dressed with a shirt and a sport coat and a nice-looking wife standing next to him that was, not dressed with jeans with holes torn in it and tobacco drooling out of the corner of his mouth on an unkempt, unshaven face, etc. This guy looked like he was a professional, a so-called member of a Tea Party in Iowa, who approached Obama and in the question and answer session specifically asked Obama about this business of Joe Biden calling us terrorists. And, of course, they got into a somewhat heated argument, and they wound up having a private conversation afterwards because Obama doesn't want to look like a total jerk standing in front of the American public, although that's difficult for him to do. But the question arises as to all these wars we continue to stay involved with. There's a comment in this piece I'm looking at that talks about somebody says we should have given up trying to be the world police after we kicked Germany's butt at the end of World War II, and we should have left it go at that because overall we haven't done all that damn well in all those years. So the question comes about, and we continue to hear rumors, what are the costs of, and if there's a listener out there trying to call Republic Trading Group right now, nobody's going to answer because I'm on the air. The costs of these wars, we've heard stories about an outrageous amount of money being spent to provide air conditioning over in Afghanistan for our troops. And I'd say we should take the gasoline right from there, but then maybe those people don't produce gasoline. They only drill oil. The money that has been spent in Iraq and Afghanistan over the last 10 years or so, what could that money have bought right here in America? Because they keep talking about trimming the defense budget. Lawmakers, of course, are eager to nail down what's being spent where, but then that they never seem to care about that before. But despite their best efforts, well, let's say the answers are proving hard to find, and that's partially because a lot of these elected idiots don't want to find it because they've got their own pet little projects they need to stay involved with. This is, once again, the reason for our needs to demand term limits with these people. Because it's absolutely unbelievable. Candy, the answer to your question is no, there is no difference. That'll be your choice. I can do either one or a mix of both, whatever you'd like to do. For those of you who served in the military, there was a publication called The Stars and Stripes. As of May of this year, U.S. efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq had totaled $9.7 billion per month. Now, believe it or not, that is roughly the entire annual budget of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. In 2010, the EPA had a budget of $10.3 billion. And right now, the U.S. efforts are spending $9.7 billion per month. And so now you start to look at the total amount spent on these two police actions. Could range anywhere from $3.7 up to $5.2 trillion, depending on how much the Pentagon pulls from its base budget. But even small chunks could power many efforts at home. Think about this. The amount the United States spends in Afghanistan and Iraq each month could run the entire State Department for 4 months. It's a pretty hefty budget for Hillary Clinton. For the cost of only 1 month in Iraq and Afghanistan, NASA could have launched the space shuttle 5 more times. But oh no, Obama had to shut that one down. Did you know that Medicare's 2003 expanded drug benefits for seniors would have cost $385 billion over 10 years, could have been paid for with 40 months of Pentagon spending in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is the one I like. 2 years of air conditioning for troops in Afghanistan, $38 billion. Could have provided 40 years of federal Amtrak funding. 5 years of fuel for the vehicles and the generators and the aircraft in Afghanistan. $10.3 billion could have paid for the 2010 EPA budget. Jeez, it seems like there's an awful lot of this EPA could have benefited stuff. Interesting. By the way, the figures on the Medicare 2003, that's a misnomer. It would have covered prescription drug benefits from 2004 through 2013. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. But we have to understand the most basic estimates could be deceiving. From October of 2010 to May of 2011, the U.S. military bought 329.8 million gallons of fuel in Afghanistan at $4.55 a gallon. Now, there are those who think that that's reasonable, but that number does not reflect transportation costs to and around combat zones, injuries, deaths, medical treatment, rehabilitation, all of which drive the cost to hundreds of dollars per gallon. But even as the wars wind down, costs, my friends, are rising. It now costs the U.S. $694,000 to keep each service member in Afghanistan. In 2009, it was $667,000. So it's up, what, $17,000 a month to keep each service member in Afghanistan. In Iraq, the cost has gone from $512,000 in 2007 to $802,000 this year per month. Of course, the irony to the increased cost is the military now has a smaller, less well-trained force and older, run-down equipment as it buys material that is vastly more expensive than what it's replacing. That's some pretty profound numbers. Now, I read that, and then I start looking at some of the comments left by readers of this column I've just shared with you. One guy says, nice to know we have so much money to spare as a nation to keep Iraq and Afghanistan comfortable and air-conditioned. alternate question, one guy says, is what the $1 trillion stimulus could have stimulated. One guy says it probably could have bought Obama a better forged birth certificate than the one he pawned off on us. Another person says, well, it saved jobs. Didn't create them, but it saved them. Of course, that's somebody getting off on the stimulus commentary, which is not what any of this has to do. Another guy says, what saved us from the Depression round two was most definitely not the stimulus. It was the Fed and TARP. Love it or hate it, the Fed propped up the entire system in '08 before the quantitative easing began. Stimulus is a big political show. Shovel-ready jobs. Put America back to work. How do you calculate a saved job? You can't. You just say we saved X number of jobs. Another guy says the best thing to do with all that money is pay off the debt. No, that's too much. It is interesting to read the comments of a lot of people. One guy says he's not for wars that allow us to steal oil to pay for them. Problem is they're not even getting the oil to pay for the wars. The entire war is being funded on our backs. One guy says, I'm not opposed to wars that pay for themselves. He says, this has got to be the most cynical, depraved thing I've read all day. Glad to know Sham Cedar is fine with blowing the head off a child in Iraq with whose family the United States has never had a justifiable gripe with as long as it could be made cost-effective. Guy says, you are emblematic of the MTV morality in this country. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's the cost. And once again, to share with you comments that came to us earlier in the week, if you honestly believe that your sons and your daughters are overseas fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan and putting their lives on the line for big business, you think that they're doing that to protect America, you're wrong. It is protecting corporate America's interests. That's a big difference. If they were truly concerned about defending borders, they'd be more concerned about defending borders in this country. That's what needs to be done. We cannot be the policemen of the rest of the world. We cannot care for our own. We cannot take care of our problems we have in this nation. We are broke. We are bankrupt. It's simple mathematics. You don't have to agree with it. It's fact. I'm not dreaming it up. I'm not making it up. It is reality. And from that point, we begin to start looking at headlines of the day. Now, I will come to this program right now and tell you that for many, many, many reasons, I prepared absolutely nothing for this program today. Nothing. Normally, I'll come here with some commentary or whatever the case may be, but I found that the headlines going around the nation are so much more intriguing. You know, Obama's attacking the Republican candidates while he's on his little bus tour. Who paid for the bus? Oh, we, the people. Of course, he claims that's not a campaign tour. That's exactly what he is. I sat in the Village Inn having breakfast this morning as I was getting new tires put on my vehicle. And I just can't seem to go anywhere without Uncle Remus's face being crammed down my throat. Oh, here's a great picture of him with all these kids sitting around him, and they're all smiling. Little of those kids realize that they were sitting with, in effect, a pedophile. Well, what I mean by that is that Obama has no reservations about sticking it to the kids in this nation the same way he's doing to their parents and grandparents. Now, you may not like the way I put it. I don't really care. I have openly billed myself an equal opportunity offender. I will make statements that will occasionally shock you and make you angry. Why does he have to sound so pornographic? Why has he got to bring pornography into it? Don't shoot the messenger. It's appalling to me. Tax hikes are not the solution to Social Security solvency. That according to the former CBO chief. This is the one I like. Obama's agricultural secretary says that food stamps create jobs. Well, I'm sorry, they actually do. Food stamps do create jobs, my friend. How? Well, they've got to have caseworkers to sit down with the applicants, don't they? And now that we've got some 45, nearly 46 million Americans on food stamps in this country, they've had to increase the number of government-employed caseworkers to handle the workload. Who comments on little Mitt Romney? According to one of the headlines, spending went both up and down in Massachusetts under Romney. This guy's an idiot. Food stamps create jobs. Oh, God. I can't believe it. Obama's attacking the Republican candidates, as we mentioned, on his taxpayer-funded bus trip through the so-called battleground states. What states is he going through? Iowa, and I don't know what the other two are. I think the battle ought to begin right then and there. I mean, the battle. That stupid thing they called a debate last week. I want to tell you, when I was in high school, when I was a member of the debate club, we had debates, people. That stuff is a carefully calculated dog and pony show that they call a debate and send it before the American public. It is a joke. It is appalling to me. How can they call that stuff? Romney. Romney says only Herman Cain and I have business experience needed to be the president. What was Romney's business experience? I know he kind of managed the Olympics in Salt Lake, didn't he? What else? What other business did he do? Herman Cain ran a pizza joint, or pizza joint. There's no Godfather's Pizza in Arizona anymore. They all went out of business. Romney says he's not going to vary his vision based upon the political winds of the day. Well, that's good to hear. If he would only come out and be more open and more honest about his beliefs. Now, over at federalobserver.com late last night, I did post another opinion piece, although it was not so much opinion. It was actually a very well put together dissertation about both the good and the bad of Rick Perry. I tend to agree with Chris Matthews. I think Perry's a rather plastic-looking individual. He's certainly been a very pro-Agenda 21 type individual. He does like to talk about all the jobs that he helped to create in Texas. He won't tell you, of course, that they were low-end jobs, starting type positions. Bachman apparently came out earlier today and made some reference to, you know, wishing Elvis Presley a happy birthday on this, his birthday. Hey, Michelle, you really show your ignorance when you open your mouth. First of all, I saw the corn dog pictures, okay? Second of all, this is not the anniversary of Elvis Presley's birth. It is the 34th anniversary of the over-bloated former rock and roll star to have overdosed on drugs and died.
Thank you very much.
And Michelle Bachman, I don't know if I said Obama Bachman. I hate the name Michelle anyway. It doesn't matter. I've got a niece named Michelle who I absolutely cannot stomach, and then my wife's niece is named Michelle, and I call her by her a shortened version of her middle name because I absolutely just do not like that name. And it's amazing. Oh, let's see. Former Obama White House economist says that unemployment will not drop below 8% before the end of 2012. I think he's being pretty optimistic. Obama, we know late last night, all-time lows in the approval rating down to something like 39%. And guess what? Most of that is with women, blacks, and Democrats. Woo! Holy moly there, mama. I guess they done got called stupid the first time around. They don't want to be called ignorant the second. I don't know. It's look, this election is still, what, 15 months away? Can you imagine we're going to be bombarded with this stuff day in and day out until November of next year? It's horrible. Comment was made yesterday. They believe that by the time New Hampshire is finished, both Gingrich and Santorum will be out. I don't like Santorum. That's personal opinion. Stay with us. We'll be back with further comments about Lord knows what.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Speaking of tour buses, it has been interesting. Two totally different headlines I came across today that specifically dealt with tour buses. Michelle Bachmann's tour bus was formerly owned by Senator John McCain in his bid for the presidency. I am sure Sarah Palin got her own right made from scratch, brand new by God bus. But the other one that's interesting is this tour bus that Obama is driving around the Midwest in only costs the taxpayers $1.1 billion. What can there be their reasoning for providing this? Now, you know, if Obama would come clean and say, look, I'll be using this for a campaign swing, fine. But he's not trying to pass it off as a campaign trip. He's trying to pass it off as, I'm the president, and I got to get out and meet the people. You know, these phony little town hall meetings. These are campaign speeches. It's campaign rhetoric, campaign nonsense. And every single time you see the guy up there, that's what he's doing. He's just bamboozling the people. You ever see a movie called Bamboozled? B-A-M-B-O-O-Z. LED, I guess. It's a Spike Lee movie. Now, Spike Lee is a exceedingly talented black director. His films are obviously controversial. They're very pro-black. But this is quite an interesting film. Bamboozled. That's what America has been under the control and the guise of the likes of a Barack Obama. But how much different do you think it's going to be under a little newty Get Rich? Get Rich isn't even being given any serious consideration. One of the guys on TV refers to Romney and Perry as the Brill Cream Boys. I love it. What a great tag, because it really is. Their hair is perfectly coiffed, and it looks like it's got Brill Cream in it. I mean, their hairstyles are so out of sync with the times, it's sickening. But who cares? I don't care about the color of their skin or the wave of their hair. I'm concerned about what their real motivations are in wanting to be the leader of this country, other than I want the job just so we can get Obama out. Now, Obama comes out today and says, when he's discussing the nation's debt, he said, I had a deal that would have solved the problem. And what deal would that have been, Barack? Another backdoor deal like you did with health care? People are already affecting or feeling the effects of your health care plan by the increase in taxes. The fact that many people, like Federal Observer columnist Neil Ross, who had always gotten money back from the taxman at the end of the year, all of a sudden found he owed a big chunk. People like my friend Bill O'Brien, who expected upon his retirement, and he took a partial, he expected to write a check to Irving, Robert, and Solomon, the so-called tax authorities. Bill expected to write them a check for some $7,000. When he finished his tax return, he found out that, oops, he had to pay $13,700. Maybe what Bill didn't understand was that having retired and begun to take some of the benefits, that he was going to have to pay about $7,500 more than he was accustomed to spending. Courthouse security guards are under investigation for accepting Roger Clemens' autographed balls. I know what you're thinking, Granny. That headline is not quite the way that any, you know, journalist with any integrity would write the headline. Whoever wrote that headline must have had a relatively twisted sense of humor, a relatively jaundiced eye over the situation. On the subject of health care, Obama says that forcing people to buy health insurance should not be controversial. No, it wouldn't be, Obama, other than the fact that you have forced them into buying your brand of health insurance. That's what has become so damn controversial. Don't you find the enigma of one Barack Obama, what the heck is going on here? My daughter with her typical email stuff, you know. My eldest granddaughter is coming to stay with Grandma and Grandpa tonight. I'm very happy about that. But my biggest thing is keeping her off the computer other than for her homework. And I'm going to let her help me fish some wires tonight. We've been talking about it for 2 months. I now need to do it. I've got to get my wires fished and finish getting a few things done here in my office. And she's the only one I trust to do it. She's tall enough to be able to reach up over the top and smart enough to know. We're going to do it with a fishing line. I got a little fishing pole. I'm pulling it out tonight. Going to hang a little bit of lead weight. We'll just kind of hang it up there and very carefully let the thing out. Speaking of fishing, I'm going fishing next week, for real. Now, two things coming up. Roger will be joining us tomorrow. Wednesdays with Roger. Right here on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'll be with you Thursday and Friday of this week. Yes, I think I'll be with you this Friday for a change. Next week is going to be a little bit different situation. Next Wednesday morning, very early in the morning, before many of you get up, probably about the time that I normally would be going to bed on the 24th, I will be leaving for a few days. I will be on the road. I will be doing some occasional broadcasting that week from remote locations. On the 24th, a week from tomorrow, Roger will be flying solo on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I will not be here. I will be on the road. The 25th and 26th, I should be live on the 25th. 26th, if all things are equal, I should be able to do a program. I'm not sure about the following Monday and or Tuesday yet. That's going to be dependent upon how my trip goes, what I'm able to get accomplished. And that is what I have to work on. So, you know, we'll keep you apprised of what's going on. But I've got some business that I need to do, and some of it's network-related business, and other parts of it are some personal bits of business, some other corporate business that I have to handle that I've been putting off for about a year. And I no longer can afford to do that. I've just got to get on this thing. Well, I just learned something interesting about this website, and I'm kind of interested. So that is what I've got lined up here for the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a lot of years since I've taken a road trip. But the time has come. I have to do it. But we will be staying in touch. We'll do our best to keep the websites up to date. You'll notice Republic Trading Group International.com has not been updated much this week other than an occasional daily column. I have not had the time. I have not had the energy. I've had much to do. Oops, oil's turned around. It's up 40 cents in the aftermarket at $87.04 a barrel. They've got us over a barrel, don't they? Gold rose to a record $1,785 an ounce today. And yet it's currently sitting at about $1,788, even above. $1,787.10. Still above what its daily intraday trading high was. For those of you who've acquired gold, you're sitting in good shape. I had a client that came to me a couple of days ago that, for a series of reasons, had to sell 1,600 ounces of 1 ounce silver rounds. Also had 500 Morgan silver dollars to sell. He has been doing business with me for just about 2 years, I think. Yeah. We started doing business in about June of 2009. And in the time period, he's made about $45,000. Not an unhappy man by any stretch of the imagination. Speaking of which, before I forget and lose track of time and everything else, let's talk about a couple of things. Let's see what we've got here. The Texas Unmiracle. Oh, just what I thought. They're talking about Rick Perry. It's difficult, ladies and gentlemen, to go down these paths of getting on the air, talking in a disparaging way about some of the characters that have chosen to throw their hat or their panties into a ring. And that's not meant to be a sexist comment about Michelle Bachmann. That could just as easily be any number of other politicians that have chosen to campaign for office. I think that most Americans today, their predominant desire is going to be to get one Barack Hussein Obama out of office. The problem that most Americans have is that's as far as their principles will take them. They would be just as happy that Elmer Fudd be elected president of the United States, so long as Obama was out. Therein lies the problem. They don't care who. And therefore, the average American voter will very readily hop into bed with the next prostitute that is presented to us to run for office. Somebody sent an email to Granny today kind of chastising her for her comments about several of the people running, one in particular, Ron Paul. Granny does very much what I do. We discovered long ago or determined long ago that we must be related through the bloodline somehow. And she's not my real grandmother. That's just kind of a little tongue-in-cheek thing we do. And frankly, she's not old enough to be my grandmother. We're only about, 6 years apart in our age. But that'd be a neat trick if you could get away with it. But I don't know how you would. The reality is that a mutual friend of ours, Sandra J. Miller, wrote an expose on Ron Paul during the last presidential election, which was published originally at the Federal Observer. I will be publishing it again. I don't publish it because it's necessarily a personal slap by me, although I have had my dealings with Congressman Paul and his office, and enough said for now. But the fact that the statement that I made that the American public will put in anybody so as just to get Obama out. But the problem is, you look at a Ron Paul, who I don't think would survive a four-year presidency. Some feel he could be the greatest president this nation had ever seen in modern times. Well, in concept, what you're selling to prospective voters and what you're able to finally wind up doing never coincide. Mitt Romney, pretty plastic in my personal opinion. Rick Perry, much the same. But like most politicians, career politicians, they've approached both the good, bad, and the ugly. What's the guy I talked about earlier? Well, Newt Gingrich, you know my opinion about him. Newt Gingrich sold this country out in 1994 with his contract on America, which gave us NAFTA, which sent your job to some foreign nation or your father's job that you've never been able to get back. I just don't like Bachman. There's something about her that bothers me. She continues to show her brain fartedness, if you don't mind the statement, by continuing to make misstatements, just dumb comments. Most of the time when I do it, it's intentional. Hers aren't intentional. She just is missing something up there somewhere. Certainly, I think she's probably far more of a decent human being than Barack Obama ever could dream of being. But would I want her for my leader? No. And Santorum? Nope, don't care for the guy. In all this nonsense since the Iowa polls, you know, we hear about Poletti's out, Perry's in. You'll continue to hear references to Santorum, to Gingrich, now to Perry and to Romney and to Bachman. They don't talk about Kane. He's a black man. Forget him. We already got one black guy up there. We're not going to go in with another. That's the mentality of people. I don't give a damn about their color. What have you got to bring to the table that's going to benefit the nation as a whole? And I don't care if you're a one-eyed purple people eater. You can get the job done. You got my vote. That's getting the job done for America, not against it. And that's what's difficult. So you may get offended by my continued wrangling on those who are attempting to oppose Obama and to unseat him. If you could somehow take all the goodness that's in each one of those people and create maybe to some degree a super Ron Paul, then maybe I'd go along with it. I don't see it on the horizon. This week's offerings for Republic Trading Group. Kind of interesting. We are, as I mentioned an hour ago, in talking to our suppliers this morning, almost all of whom are at a major trade show in Chicago right now, trying desperately to buy product. Currently, French 20-franc roosters and Swiss 20-franc Helvetius have become so horribly overpriced. It is sickening. Sickening. The Europeans are so worried about the general direction and shakiness of the economy in Europe that they are buying gold and paying whatever they have to pay to get it. It is costing dearly. Therefore, at the present time, I cannot get 20-franc roosters. I cannot get Swiss 20-franc pieces because the average European is willing to pay a $70 premium above melt value just to get those coins. That means my supplier would have to equal that. They would have to pay a $70 to $75 premium to get those gold coins, sell it to us and make a profit, and we've got to say, what, are you willing to spend $425, $430 for a fifth-ounce European gold issue? Absolutely not. I wouldn't be interested in making that even available to you. So the only coins, there's only three types of coins, at least in the European coinage that I can get at affordable prices right now. British sovereigns are still available at affordable prices. Yes, the premium's up a couple of dollars over melt value from what it's been. A couple of dollars ain't bad. $70, that's insane. So I've got a package I'm prepared to put together for you tonight, which will include, for those of you who are looking to add to your holdings, 4 British sovereigns, quarter-ounce gold pieces, a roll of 20. Your choice, either American Eagle silver bullion coin or Canadian maple leaf. It's your choice, but you must designate which one you want. I'll also include a roll of pre-1921 Morgan silver dollars. These are exquisite American coins, heavy legal tender coins minted between 1878 and 1904. This package will be delivered to you. This includes shipping for $3,536 per package. You want to give Robbie and I a call on this package. 1-800-691-7898. Now, here's the kicker. I can't guarantee how long these are going to be available. Maybe you're not interested in the gold, so we'll talk about the silver. You call us. Maybe you don't want the silver. All you want is the gold. We'll put the package together to fit your needs. Understand? That you've got to give us a call. 1-800-691-7898. And we'll do our best. Now, separate issue. I know we have a moderate-sized list of people that have requested to be put on the list. Several hours ago, a client contacted me. He needs to liquidate two monster boxes of 1 ounce 999 fine Buffalo bullion silver rounds. These are either, I cannot remember, they're either 2010 or 2011s. Who cares? They're not collectibles. We're buying them for their silver content. A full box of 500 ounces. No, we cannot break it. If you're looking to buy a sizable amount of silver right now, give us a call at 1-800-691-7898, and we'll be glad to discuss the details with you. But you'll need to make that call. It's one of my clients. I've got access to the goods. We can arrange for everything. And he'll make a little bit more money. You'll save a little bit of money over what would happen if I had to go to my supplier. And everybody's going to be a lot happier. So I've got two boxes. You want them both? You call me. I know they're somewhere in the $20,000-some-odd range, upper $20,000 range. I don't have the figures right in front of me. So these are things that are available to us. We'll always go out of our way to try to accommodate buyers and sellers. We are brokers. We're not a coin store. We don't have it sitting on the shelf. And so when a client's got a need to sell, and if I can make him more money as opposed to going to the wholesaler, I mean, I'd have to basically have the client ship directly to, you know, one of our suppliers. And we're going to get a somewhat lesser figure. I'll get him a little bit more money. We're going to save you a little bit of money. We're going to kind of cut out the middleman, so to speak, and take care of some business for you. So give us a call on those if you're interested. This has been a hard hour because I really could have used that break 3 minutes ago. I should have sent him a note. Oh, my goodness gracious. So what's tomorrow going to bring? Roger will be with us. I will tell you, it has been the most eventful week that we have had in response to Roger Sales' continued appearance on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. The degree of intelligence that has come to us from our listeners has become simply amazing. Absolutely amazing. The questions are getting better all the time. The experiences of thoughtful people who are listening carefully, taking not so much advice, but general counsel, sharing with us their experiences, sharing with us the good, the bad, and the ugly of their experiences. Most of them, by the way, have been quite eye-opening for many, many, many people. And I hope that you will certainly join us, because I think you're going to find it more and more interesting as we go along. You know, you, the listener, are becoming a bigger and bigger part of this Wednesday program than most people could ever imagine. It has expanded beyond anything that I would have imagined, to be very honest with you. It's been unbelievably unique. Now, I got to do something. Manny, are you with me in the studio? I can't recall what kind of time I need for closing music, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask you to crank music up just a little bit earlier tonight because I badly need it. And very, very interesting. Very interesting. $48,000. It's amazing the things we find. I'm looking at an auction catalog. Believe it or not, a lot of John Wayne's personal effects are up on the auction block. And it's a very specific auction that is being geared to his trophies, his awards, art that he's owned, so many other things. It's really quite a unique thing to look at. And, I'll never be bidding on any of it because it's outside of my realm of affordability. I'm starting bids, $6,000, $1,000, $10,000, $50,000. It's unbelievable. Boy, they're really out looking to raise some huge funds off of this. But anyway, it's time for me to go. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow night along with Roger Sales. Thanks for being with us tonight. Without apology, I am Jeffrey.
And all that jazz. You have got the lips that suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced.
The next round of the worst financial